The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. So much going on. Do you feel the pressure? Do you feel, am I alone in this where I talk to a lot of my friends who are more, I don't like to say spiritual, because we're all spiritual. We're all, you know, we have a soul to some degree. Those who are more aware or more less, lack a better term, awake, can feel the energy and the shift of the earth and the universe. And we converse on things, and it's funny. We're all like saying we feel like we're in a balloon that's just building up so much pressure it's ready to bust, and we just don't know when that's going to happen. We feel like something has to give, and so who knows what that means. But it's been very interesting, even for myself. I've been meditating a lot more. I've been spending more self-care. I'm doing a lot more physical activities and doing a lot of those things just to challenge and get the energy out of me so that I can be more centered as best as possible, so I don't get caught up in the hurricane or caught up in the storm or in the chaos of everything that is going on right here, right now. And it's been an interesting journey. So if you're feeling that way, know that it is, it does exist. It is out there. And it's your job, your purpose to either let yourself be pulled into the storm or center yourself to stay in the eye of the storm as much as you can. And I always use a hurricane is an example. You can image a satellite image of a hurricane coming, right? And you can see its spin and its massiveness, right? And then you have that nice eye of the hurricane. I'm always fascinated about the eye of the hurricane. And that is your centeredness. That is who we are. Life is the chaos, right? That's everything around. The storm is around the eye. But in the eye is your peace, center, calmness, and inner stillness. And that is where you always want to go through as much as you can, no matter what shows up in life. And in this podcast episode, there's a reason why I said you got to look in the mirror. There's a reason why I'm big about this. And it's something that's been coming up in conversations with clients and just in daily stuff that I've been doing. And I wanted to share this with you guys as the listeners here to talk a little bit about it. And I may ruffle your feathers a little bit. I may push against the grain of salt or grain against the grain. And I may do that a little here. But it's just to have you look at something from a different perspective. And I'm going to share a little bit of my upbringing to where I get this perspective from. And not saying that it's just because it was in my upbringing that it's right. It's just one that sounds true to me from a spiritual side, from a quantum physics side, from a universal side, and with universal laws and neurology and all this. Those are my systems that I go through, my check systems, to see if those are true and it aligns in those realms, then it must be true. And that's been my belief system since day one. And I've utilized that through, and it's helped me massively. It's helped my clients massively, and so much more. And so one of the things is that no matter what happens in life, you got to look in the mirror. You just got to look in the mirror. And I think what's happening in society today is we're not looking in the mirror. There's this conditioning that's happening, and I see it in America, that it's the other person that has to change, not me. It's the other person that we need, that it's their fault that this is why it is. It's this system that this is why it is. I got caught up in that at an early age in my life. I got caught up blaming others. I blamed others. It's because of them. They were lucky, or because of their father, or because of their this, or because of that. I was there. I was one of those people. And It was easy. It was a cop-out, to be honest. I don't have to take the responsibility. It's because of that. It's not because of me. I'm still special. I'm still a good person. I don't have to do any work. It's that person, not me, right? How easy does that sound, right? It's a cop-out. It's so easy to blame somebody else. It's so easy to blame the system. It's so easy to blame XYZ. It's so easy to do that. And you can justify it, right? Because what's the ego going to do? If you believe in something and you make it valuable, guess what your mind's going to do? It's going to look for it and prove it to you. It's going to look for every opportunity and situation and show you that it is true, that that's why this happens, and so much more. And so, is it true? No, unless you believe it, right? But at the end of the day, it's not something that's going to serve your highest good. It's not the way things work. Because you notice I started this podcast talking about the eye of the storm, right? You can say, well, life is stormy. It's life's fault. Okay. Or you can do the work to get in the eye of the storm and go through the trials and tribulations, go through the dark times, go through the things that are going to matter most, because guess what? Life is going to bring them. You can't avoid them. Life's easy. I'll tell you right now, life is easy. It's easy to exist. You don't have to do anything to exist. Think about that for a second. You don't have to do anything to exist. I could take that from, you know, there's a physical realm. All you got to do is make sure you get food, water, and you can, you know, pretty much your basic needs, shelter, you know, warmth, things like that. That's it. And if you have that, you're good. You got all the needs you need as a human being to exist. From a spiritual side, from a soul side, you don't have to do anything to exist. You exist and you always will exist. So when you were created, you were created in the sense to, as a soul, as infinite, immortality, and you'll exist for all times and don't have to do anything for it, right? But just because of existence doesn't mean that there's other things that you need to do. And with COVID and everything that's been going on in the world, this has been a lot of silver linings here to help you be more aware, to look in the mirror, to challenge yourself to what are the things that I need to do, right? Because some people are like, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. Now I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's one of those things where, okay, but what can you do? What can you control? What can you focus on? And so the mirror effect has a lot of meaning behind it. And I'm going to try and keep it simple for this episode. But one of the things about the mirror effect is everyone in life is a mirror effect of you, because you can only see what you have within. This is going to get a little deep here. You can only see what you have within. Now, some of you may be going, I don't like this. I don't like this message. This is not positive. The thing is that however you see what goes on in the world is only what you have within. If you have anger within, you're going to have anger. You're going to see anger outside. If you have fear within, you're going to see fearful things outside. If you have joy within, you're going to see joyful things outside. You know, and it's one of the things where, and I didn't have this mindset early on. I had to learn how to adapt and grow and evolve it. But I've learned that what is one of the belief systems I have for my life? It's a code. All things happen for the greater good. All things happen for the greater good. All things. I do not care how dark and gloomy it can be. All things happen for the greater good. There's always a lesson in some darkness. Light shines the greatest in the dark. The darkness is our best friend. It's what teaches us to grow and evolve, if you're willing to face it, right? But when it comes to your life, where you are, how you're handling things, you got to look in the mirror. If you want radical change, I'm telling you right now, you got to look in the mirror. And I caught myself so many times blaming others, so many times. And it took some hard conversations, and it wasn't fun for me. It was uncomfortable. I had to learn to face the music. I had to learn to, you know, say to myself that, okay, this is what, if it's meant to be, it's going to be up to me, or something like that. I forgot the statement, but what it means is that whatever's going to happen in my life is up to me. Good, bad, ugly, beautiful, whatever, doesn't matter. It's up to me. And I got to be brutally honest with myself. I need to really be truthful to myself to truly understand and say that all things happen because of me. Because I get you at the end of the day, even let's say, you know, COVID happened, right? You look at 2020 and you're like, man, can I get a receipt on this year? Can I get a redo? Because, man, this has not been a fun year. Some has been a fun year, some haven't. For me, it's been an absolutely transformational year. Everything has been on the up and up. Changing the way I explain things in my chiropractic office to helping individuals on the coaching side to shifting gears and helping people jump into different careers from a coaching side. It's been awesome. It's been great. People suffer, right? Some people say, well, you're celebrating, but people are suffering. There's people that are dying. I understand that there's strategies in all things, but it's the ones who are living, the ones who are here, have a voice and have a choice to make a difference and make a change. And the biggest change happens when you make the change within, not without, within. Because if you change within, you change everything of your life, every perspective, how you see things, how you interact with people, your relationships, financial, mental, physical, the whole nine yards. You make this massive transformation, but you have to look at the mirror. You see, I used to say a statement that growing up in a small town, there was a lot of stereotypes and things that people in their career or how they're going to grow and grow up and what they're going to do for their lives. There was all these, like, I call them stereotypes, but it was basically what kind of the trend is. And I was like, well, I don't want to be that trend. I don't want to do that. I want to be me. I want to do something that's going to be different, something that's going to be outside this world that no one in this town has done, or it's very rare that it has been done. And that's when I decided to go away to college. And then I didn't just go away like 2-3 hours. I went 3 hours, 3.5 hours from a plane ride. And scary times, I will tell you. It was scary for me, the first time ever away from my family and so forth. But it was one of the most rewarding things, right? Darkness brings light. There was massive rewards that came from that. I learned a lot about myself, and I evolved probably in that year more than ever in my whole entire life. But it's those things and those challenges. And I always wanted to go against the grain. I've always wanted to be different. It's just how I feel. I feel like I need to be different. I can't follow trends. I can't follow, you know, if there's a group that's all doing the same thing, I don't want to be a part of it. Like, if I am a part of it, I'm going to do something that's different though than that. Some people call it stubbornness. It's just how I've been. I've always been that kind of guy. But it's one of the things where I had to, again, face the mirror. I had to face the music and realize everything in my life was because of me and me only. Where you are in your life, you want the brutal, honest truth? Where you are in your life right now, how you feel, what you're going through, all these things, is all your past choices added up to today. That's it. Simple as that. Now, it may sound depressing. It may not sound happy. But guess what, though? The choices you make today is what you experience in the future. Change your choices. Change what you focus on. Right? Because when you face the mirror, you realize that nothing matters. No matter what the system is, no matter what where you grew up at, none of that matters. You know, I remember I was looking at schools when I was going to get ready for college. And I was taught you go to the school that's known for what it's good for. And so I was going into computer science. And at the time, computer science, I think Arizona State was ranked fourth in the nation. And they had another program, computers, that was ranked second in the nation. So I knew, man, if I go there, I'm going to be considered to be really well knowing computers, and I can really be a master at it. For those of you who know, I did not fulfill that. But I stayed there for a year and a half. I changed majors like crazy and I ended up deciding to become a chiropractor. I had some experiences at 19 that shifted my whole world, rocked my world, and saw my health come back. And I was blown away by just from adjusting that can do that. I wanted to learn more, be more, and then to actually influence me to become a chiropractor. But it was thinking that I had to be the best, right? I was thinking that I had to go to the best schools in order to be the best. Now, there's some truth in that, and there's some no truth in that. What I learned over time is that, you know, I went to a great school that was called Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It wasn't like the best grade school that there was. I went to high school at a school called Holy Cross. The sad truth is both my schools don't exist anymore. But I went to Holy Cross. It wasn't Fenwick. Fenwick is known as one of the top schools in the nation. I didn't go there, right? So I went to Holy Cross. I went to Arizona State. Then I went to University of Illinois in Chicago to get my degree in business. And then I went to Parker University, which at the time was considered one of the best chiropractic schools out there. What I've learned over time is that the best schools don't produce the best products. There's a percentage of them, but they're not all. And I also learned that the worst schools also can produce the best. And I wanted to know what the common denominator was. And what I found out was it was the individual. And this is where my thinking and my meditation and my retracing or retracking of understanding how does looking in the mirror matter. And I started to look at trends. I started to look at percentages because there's trends in everything, right? In chiropractic, 50% of chiropractors aren't practicing after 5 years, right? Now I heard students are telling me it's 60%. And I was like, okay. And there's all these different things. And I looked at that and I said, well, I have a choice. Do I want to be that stat or it'll be something different, right? I remember when people would meet me and they find out I'm Italian, 100%, all these things. There is a stigma about Italians. They think about, oh, you're connected to the mob. Oh, you're hot-headed, right? What's all the stereotypes think of an Italian? And what was fascinating is people would put that judgment on me. And then they get to know me. And they're like, you're not the typical Italian, that Italian-American, I should say. You're not a hothead. You're calm. Which is interesting. And there was all these other things about me. Now, there are some attributes that are relating to being Italians, but there's some that aren't. And I always made it a purpose in my life not to follow to become a stereotype. I don't want to be a stat. That's just something I've lived by. And it's become truth. And we look at society today. You look at everything that's going on in society today. You have a choice. There's stats in everything. No matter what you're doing, there's a stat. There's a percentage. And you can either give in and say, well, that's just how it is. Or you could do something vastly different. You could be the anomaly to it. But there's work that comes behind it, but you have to look in the mirror. That's the biggest one, I think, out of all of them, is saying that this is all going to be based upon me. And I've done things that have been not the norm, but have come out and worked out because I was adamant to do that, and I wasn't going to give up. Right, Elon Musk, look at him now, right? We saw the first rocket he took, United States launched, first time ever in, I forgot how many years it was, to take astronauts into the International Space Station, right? And Elon Musk, his rocket, is what he created with SpaceX, took it up there. But you know how much pressure from the media he was getting when the third rocket failed on testing, right? And they said, are you going to give up all this money you lost? Are you going to give up? And he said, no, I'm going to keep trying. I'll figure this out. And it's one of those things where we look at that from perspective and we look at that in our life. And the thing is, if you don't want to be a stereotype, if you don't want to be a stat, you don't want to be a number, you got to do something different. You got to be committed. 5 out of 6 people in the United States are going to experience some sort of heart disease or cancer. 5 out of 6. That's just, and I think it's even worse now. This was 10 years ago. I think it's even worse. You know, you're going to have heart disease or cancer sometime in your life. 5 out of 6. How much want to be that stat, right? And this is where I look at stats and I try to be the opposite of that. You know, someone at 30, what they should be at, what's the average person, what's the numbers, what's the percentages? Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be different. At 40, you know, and I look at these different parameters and I want to be something different because I'm looking at the mirror at all times because I don't want to be the standard. I don't want to be mediocre. Mediocrity kills everything. I just don't want to be that. And so whatever the norm and what the most common thing is people do, okay, I'm doing something different. And it's one of those things where, you know, you want to stand, that's how you stand out. That's how you really shine, but you have to look at the mirror. We all have our own obstacles and challenges and struggles. It doesn't matter where you come from, what degree, creed, skin color, nationality, ethnicity, background, socioeconomics, it doesn't matter. We all have our challenges, some more than others. You have to look at that for a second, and I'm going to ask you a question. As a soul, your soul self, you chose to be born in a certain area with a certain ethnicity, skin color, whatever you want to look at, and all those things for a certain reason, right? There's a purpose behind everything. You chose these lives or this life and everything with it. Now, you can say, great, I'm going to take that because this is what my soul chose, right? Because your soul is what gives you, the person, you, the human form, you, life, and an experience, right? Your soul seeks the human experience, so it gives you life so that you can have this human experience for the soul to evolve and grow. And so when you look at that from that perspective, you have to really look and see then, okay, so what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to learn from this? How am I supposed to gain from this? But understanding that your soul chose that, there is then the underlying reasoning to how do you embrace that? And how do you take that to learn? So that you're not only helping yourself, but you're also helping your soul evolve and expand the way it wanted to. And so it's one of the things that I have taken on in my life drastically, is always looking at the mirror. All things happen for me. I have this thing about self-responsibility that sometimes it can be a little extreme, but it is what it is. That all things are my fault, my responsibility, regardless. And so no matter, for example, let's say an asteroid was coming and it hit a part of, let's say, the world that I wasn't there, but my wife was, and ended up passing her life. For me, for some reason, I would take responsibility for that in the sense that there was something I could have probably have done, right? Now, you're probably saying, Vic, you're being a little hard on yourself. Yeah, I know. But it's just that's the intensity of where I come from to all areas of my life, making sure that I'm always looking in the mirror, taking self-responsibility and owning my stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's up to me and only up to me. There's no one else to blame except me. And in your life, if you come with that integrity and that intensity and that self-responsibility, and you look in the mirror as many times as you possibly can, you will have the most expansion and growth that you can ever experience. It's one of the biggest mindset hacks or mindset tricks that you can do, because you own it to yourself, saying, well, all things happen, because you have to understand this universal principle. All things happen through you, not to you. And if all things are happening through you, then it's up to you to make a choice to either be a stat, a number, or to radically be a different thing and change and to evolve and to grow and to challenge yourself and face your darkness, get uncomfortable with the darkness and be able to make those transformations in your life. At the end of the day, there's no right or wrong in this. That's the other thing I want to really make sure I'm coming through on. There is no right or wrong. If you choose the opposite, you choose the opposite. It's your choice. You have that power. It's called free will. There are experiences that come with that. There are situations that come with that. And like I said, from my own experiences and from my perspective, one of the things that I have learned is that the more you face the mirror, the more you take self-responsibility, the more you can get to the root of the problems and actually solve and become an anomaly, be the outlier. Instead of being the main medium, being the normal bell curve, if you want to call it, I just call it mediocrity, and being mediocre or being something great, good or even great. And so, because the beautiful thing is everyone has the opportunity and everyone is designed to be an outlier. Everyone is. If we really look at the human aspect, if we really look at a soul, there are no two souls alike. The Pauli exclusion principle states that there are no two souls that are identical. So when you look at that, there are no two things that are identical. There's no two human beings that are identical. No two human beings have the same value system. There isn't. It's impossible. And so when you think about that, then my whole theory of everyone can be an outlier is true. Because if there's no two souls that are alike and there's no two humans that have the same value system, then we're all vastly different. But what has happened over the years is since humans are tribe animals, we like community, we like to be fitting in, that we sacrifice the beauty of us, right? The uniqueness of us. We sacrifice that to fit in. And we were trained to do this as children. And I think there's going to come a time, and I'm hoping sooner than later, and I'm hoping to be a part of that and be in this and see it in my lifetime, to where we see that radical shift and radical change of individuals starting to make the shift in their life to express more who they really are. Face the mirror. Go into the darkness. Appreciate your light. Express it upon the world. Be the outlier you're designed to be. You have greatness within you. It exists. It's there. You got to go deep, dive deep, deep, deep into that ocean of greatness or the ocean of you deep within to find it, to discover it, and then to express it upon the world. Face the mirror. Remember, everything in life is a mirror effect, reminding you of where you are and who you are. And it's up to you to open your eyes and look at it. It's up to you to see that and be aware of that and understand it to allow you to make the transformation and changes. I hope this helps. I thought this was an important message at this time of what's going on in the world and so many other aspects that, again, it happened in some conversations. And then I was thinking about what's going on in the world. I'm like, you know what? This would be great to share. So let me know what you think. Again, as always, if this is your first time listening, I want to appreciate you tuning in. Please do me a favor and subscribe. Share, let me know what you think. Put a like, share some stars, what you've enjoyed about it. This is what gets the podcast out there for more people to tune in and listen and get this information out there. And also, if this was moving and inspiring to you, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you think that could benefit from this. I want to appreciate you tuning in as always. And to all my subscribers, I appreciate your support as always. And until next time. Keep rocking and rolling, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/DrVicManzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.